on the high side, where peace be with you. The Lord is not my lips, but my mouth shall declare it. This time, the Lord do add his blessings. Blessed is our God, holy God, ever and ever. Amen. In his name, the Lord our God, the earth is left with every good word. Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. The Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. The Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master,
blessed is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. For our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Yohanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. For our President, all civil authorities, and the armed forces, let us pray to the Lord. For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord. For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Falling to remembrance, our all holy immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
For unto thee are to all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. All these remembrances are of holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Thine is the might, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen. O Son of God, who art risen from the dead, save us who sing unto thee.
From the dead, save us.
garden of flesh, for it passes away, but to care instead for the soul, for it is immortal. Therefore, your spirit, O Holy Mother Mary, rejoices with the
يا إخوته إن المسيح إذ قد جاء رئيس كهنة للخيرات المستقبلة بمسكن أعظم وأكمل غير مصنوع بأيادي ليس من هذه الخليقة وليس بدم تيوس وعجول بل بدم نفسه دخل الأقداس مرة واحدة ووجد فداء أبديا لأنه إن كان دم ثيران وتيوس ورماد عجلة يرش على المنجسين فيقدسهم لتطهير الجسد فكم بالأحرى دم المسيح الذي بالروح الأزلي قرب نفسه لله بلا عيب يطهر ضمائركم من الأعمال الميتة والله الحي يكون معكم
When Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater, more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy place, taking not the blood of goats and calves, but his own blood, thus securing an internal redemption. For if the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of the goats and bulls and with the ashes of the heifers sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, through whom the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Lord, let us shout for joy to God our Savior.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving.
Began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit upon him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise again. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And Jesus said to them, What do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory. But Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, You know that those who are supposed to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be servant of all. For the Son of Man also came not to serve, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
Incarnate always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
No one who is without the desires of the flesh is willing to approach or draw nigh to serve thee, O King of glory. And to serve thee as a great spiritual thing, even to the heavenly power. Nevertheless, your unspeakable and boundless love toward mankind, let us become man yet without change or alteration. And as man for all, take the name of our high priest, and deliver unto us the ministry of the church and love the sacrifice. For thou alone, O Lord our God, rules over those in heaven and on earth, who are born of the throne of the cherubim, who are born of the seraphim, the king of Israel. O Lord, our holy and blessed, wherefore I implore thee, O Lord, our good and our gracious, listen. Look down upon me, the sinner and the unprofitable servant, and cleanse my soul and my heart from an evil conscience. By the power of thy Holy Spirit, enable me who do the grace of the priesthood to stand before this thy holy table, and perform for the sake of the mystery of thy holy and immaculate body and precious blood. By drawing near unto thee and by my neck, I pray thee, for not thy patience, and you cast me out from among thy servants. Of all safety, these gifts may be offered unto thee by me, thy sinful and unworthy servant. For thou thyself art he that offered and is offered, that accepts and is distributed, O Christ our God. And to thee we ascribe glory together with our origin and Father, and then all holy God and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen. Let us just do run to the cherubim, and sing a life giving tree that fights will begin now and as I am the Lord. Let us just do run to the cherubim, and sing a life giving tree that fights will begin now lay aside all the Lord.
Brothers and sisters.
and to the ages of angels.
Our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Episcopate of the whole Church, priests, deacons, monks, and nuns, and all our brotherhood in Christ, the President of our country, all civil authorities, our armed forces in defense of peace and freedom everywhere, especially those serving from our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the needy, the afflicted, and the homeless. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, whenever, and unto ages of ages. Those who have offered this holy oblation, and those for whom it is offered, especially our servants, Metropolitan Paul, Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahara, Drula, Selva, Asma, Georgette, Khaled, Miriam, Naila, Emil, Vera, Alec, Paniotis, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Ronald, Shauna, Daisy, Ida, Nawal, Nimmer, Sally, Nuffley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Nawal, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, Fran, and Karen, your servants, Shadi, Natalie, and the newborn, Ida, your servants, Michael, Ola, the newborn, George, our expectant parents, Lindsay and Ryan, Katrina and Gary, Diana and Hyman, and Rob and Sandy, your servants on the occasion of their birthdays, Noah, Maya, Falud, George, Wadad, Matthew, Celine, Iyad, Sam, Samantha, Margie, Amel, Basim, Ilias, Kenzie, and Julia, your servants who are celebrating their anniversary of being united in the sacrament of holy matrimony, Shauki and Rima, our first responders, and all those who are suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chapters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants of God departed this life, and the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servant Jamie, and your newly departed servants, Suad, Caesar, Mary, Linda, Martha, Michael, Donna, Elham, and George. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
The noble Joseph went down his father's body from the tree, wrapped in the fire with his spices, and sorrowly placed him in the manger. He put on mourning for the well designed that the walls of the city be built. Then shall the priest sacrifice the oblation and over offering. Then shall they offer young bullocks upon that altar.
Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord. For the precious gifts now set forth, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, last danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
And his soul,
O Lord. Angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. All things remembrance, are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
To
through the compassion of our only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let us love one another, that with one accord we may
let us give them.
sinners in every season. O Master of all, Lord of heaven and earth, and of all creation, both visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of glory and beholdest the depth, who art unoriginate, invisible, incomprehensible, uncircumscribed, immutable, the Father of our Lord, the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, our hope, who is the image of thy goodness, the seal of equal type in himself showing forth thee, the Father, the living Word, the true God, the wisdom before all ages, the light, sanctification, power, the true life, through whom the Holy Spirit was manifested, the Spirit of truth, the gift of adoption, the pledge of the inheritance to come, the first fruits of eternal good things, the life-giving power, the fountain of sanctification, by whom enabled every rational and intelligent creature to serve thee and ascribe to thee perpetual praise. For all things are thy servant. Yea, angels and archangels, thrones, dominions, principalities, authorities, powers of the many-eyed cherubim praise thee. Round about thee stand the six-winged seraphim, with two they cover their faces, and with two their feet, and with two they fly, continually crying out to one another with unceasing praises, singing the triumphal hymns, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
and brought us into a knowledge
nation, and having purified us by water and having sanctified us by the Holy Spirit, he gave himself a ransom to death, whereby we were held, sold into bondage under sin, and having descended into Hades to the cross, that he might fill all things with himself, he loosed the pains of death and rose again on the third day, making a way for all the flesh unto the resurrection from the dead. For it was not possible that the author of life should be held by corruption, that he might be the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep, the firstborn from the dead, that he might be in all things the first among all. Ascending into heaven, he sat down at the right hand of thy majesty on high, and he shall come again to render unto every man according to his works. And he has left with us as memorials of his saving passion these things which we have set forth according to his commandments. For when he was about to go to his voluntary and ever memorable and life-giving death, in the night in which he gave himself up for the life of the world, he took bread in his holy and immaculate hand, and when he had shown it unto thee, the God and Father, and given thanks, and blessed it, and hallowed it, and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the forgiveness of sin. In like manner have he taken the cup of the fruit of the vine, and mingled it, and given thanks, and blessed it, and hallowed it. He gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me, for as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim my death and confess my resurrection. Wherefore, O Master, we also, having in remembrance his saving passion and life-giving cross, his 3-day entombment and resurrection from the dead, his ascension into heaven and sitting at the right hand of thee, the God and Father, and his glorious and fearful second coming, and offering unto thee thine own of thine own, in behalf of
but rather that you may find mercy and grace with all the
righteous, Spirit made perfect in faith, especially our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary.
Most holy Theotokos, save us. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. 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 Praise the name of the Holy Trinity, always now and forever.
Our salvation and help of the people here present,
those whom they are remembering and of all mankind.
And grant us with one mouth and one heart to glorify and praise in our honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.
Bless, O Lord, the offerings of thy people, for thou art holy always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Just a few announcements. First of all, our sympathies are given to Shalky and Rima Corey on the sudden falling asleep of her son, George. Arrangements aren't made yet. As soon as the arrangements are made, I'll be sending an email out about that. This week being the last week of the 40-day fast, we have great compline on Monday. Wednesday night, we're at St. Nicholas for the combined pre-sanctified liturgy and Lenten potluck. Friday, we have the little compline with the Canon of Lazarus, which is a meditation on the life of Lazarus, the friend of Christ, who on Saturday, we remember, Christ raising him from the dead after he had been in the tomb for 4 days. That's also a combined service on Saturday. We will be hosting it here at St. George, and then we'll be having a Lenten meal afterwards. What's special about that, besides the raising of Lazarus, which is a really special thing in the gospel, what we also do prior to the Divine Liturgy is anyone gets an opportunity to participate in the preparation service that we do for every liturgy. I was here in the church around 8 o'clock preparing the bread and the wine and remembering individuals both living and departed. Everyone will have an opportunity to see that because we'll be bringing it out on the table and we'll all have a chance to see how it's done, and we'll participate by adding your own living names and departed names to the prothesis, the preparation of the bread and the wine on that day. This is next Saturday. It begins at 9:30. Everyone really should come. It's a beautiful service, and it gives perspective for what will go on for the rest of the week, beginning with Palm Sunday and then the rest of the great and holy week. The last thing I wanted to mention is that most of our high school K-12 children have already had their break from school for the winter break or spring break or whatever they call it. If you'd like, though, I have a letter. If your children should, come at least for Holy Friday. That's April 26th. At least for Holy Friday, for the services on Holy Friday. If there are any other services during Holy Week that you want your children to come to, and I would encourage they come to as many as they can, along with yourself. I have a letter that they can get an excused absence from school or from extracurricular activities, music, events, sports, whatever it might be. It's up here on the front pew. Is there anyone we want to welcome today visiting with us?
The thing is, parents.
Again and again. Nice to have them. Anyone else? Thank you. If we could all please stand.
Having commemorated all the saints, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord. That our God, who loves mankind, receiving them upon his holy most heavenly and ideal altars of savor and spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
And vouchsafe, O Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us attend.
Holy things are for the holy.
Divine distributed the Lamb of God is divine, and that this way was everything that never consumed. Sanctify those who partake thereof. Forgive me, brothers.
Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Lo, I draw near to mortal King and our God, the precious holy body of our Lord and God Savior, Jesus Christ. Depart unto me, the unworthy priest Joseph, for the remission of my sin and unto life everlasting. Christians may partake in the body and blood of Christ. Preparation includes prayer, fasting, and a recent participation in the sacrament of confession with an Orthodox priest. We do have church school today, so please allow the teachers and then the students to come forward first. Thank you.
With your God in faith and love, draw near.
Thank you.
upright, having partaken of the divine, holy, immaculate, immortal, heavenly, life-giving dwelling mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
We give thanks to thee, O Lord our God, for the participation in thy holy, immaculate, immortal, and heavenly mysteries, which thou hast given unto us for the welfare and sanctification of our souls and body. Do thou, the same Master of all, grant that the communion of the holy body and blood of thy Christ may be for us unto faith unashamed, unto love unfeigned, unto increase of wisdom, unto healing of soul and body, unto the turning aside of every adversary, unto the fulfillment of thy commandments, and unto acceptable defense at the fearful judgment seat of thy Christ. For thou art our sanctification, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord. Ilah Rabbina.
O Christ our God, in your wisdom and power beyond understanding, you give riches and poverty. You became poor for our sakes, so that in your poverty we might become rich. Pour out your rich mercy upon us, sinners, for we are poor in good deeds and beggars for your love. Though we have been rich in sins, make us poor in everything that is evil, while revealing us who have been beggars in virtues to be rich in good deeds. Deliver us from the fearful judgment of the heartless rich man, and make us partakers of the blessed rest in the bosom of Abraham, together with the poor man Lazarus. Do not let our defilements be for condemnation for us who have been clothed in the spiritual purple, which is the sanctification flowing from your blood, and in the mystical fine linen, which is our enlightenment by the gift of baptism. Instead, make us worthy to be clothed like kings and priests with dominion over passions and purity of life, so that we may be deemed worthy of your kingdom incorruptible. For you are the lover of mankind, and are glorified together with your eternal Father, and your all-holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. The mystery of our dispensation, Christ has not been perfected as far as is in our power. We have had the memorial of thy death, we have seen the sight of thy resurrection. We have been filled with thy unending life, and we have enjoyed thy inexhaustible delight, which also the ancient harmony well pleased and well saved us all. Through the grace of thy original Father, thy only begotten, life and your Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. With the spirits of the righteous made perfect, give rest to the souls of thy servants, O Savior, and preserve them in that life of blessedness which is with thee, O thou who lovest mankind.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Thou art our God who descended into myself give rest also to the souls of thy servants.
Christ our God, have mercy upon us
and save all.
Amen.